The next word is mainly. The word, mainly, is an adverb that means, primarily, or, chiefly. It is used to indicate that something is the most important, or significant factor. Here is a Russian sentence using, mainly. Он занимается high главным образом изучением русского языка / high. On. He, pronoun, masculine, nominative case. On. Занимается. Engages in, is engaged in, verb, present tense, third person singular. Z, schwa, stress n, small cap, I am, schwa, t, litter, trichester, in, s, schwa. Главным. Main, primary, adjective, instrumental case. Stress later, ваша in лавном. Образом. Way, manner, noun, instrumental case. Stress образ, шварем. Изучением. Study, learning, noun, instrumental case. Small cap I stress, small cap I stress Z U, chesh, schwarem, small cap I J, schwarem. Русского. Russian, adjective, genitive case. Stress, stress R U S S K, schwa, litter, vashestayin, schwa. Языка. Language, noun, genitive case. J, schwa, stress Z, I, R, K, schwa. Translation. He is mainly engaged in studying the Russian language. Key concepts. Instrumental case. The instrumental case is used to show how something is done, or what is used to do something. In this sentence, the instrumental case is used for the words. Главным. Mainly, and. Образом. Way, manner. Genitive case. The genitive case is used to show possession, or a part of something. In this sentence, the genitive case is used for the words. Русского. Russian, and. Языка. Language. Pronunciation. Главным. Stress later, ваша in лавном. Образом. Stress образ, шварем. Изучением. Small cap I stress, small cap I stress Z U, чеш, шварем, small cap I J, шварем. Русского. Stress, stress R-U-S-S-K, schwa, litter, vashestayin, schwa. Языка. J, schwa, stress Z, I, R, K, schwa. Variations. You could replace. Главным. With. Преимущественно. Mainly, predominantly. PR small cap I small cap I PR small cap I small cap I M U stress esh open STV small cap I N schwa. You could also replace образом with в основном. Mainly. V. Turn A, stress S-N-O-V-N, schwarem. The next word is manner. The word, manner, in English can translate to several different words in Russian depending on context. In this sentence we will use the word манера. Pronounced манера, which means manner in the sense of style, approach, or way of doing something. sentence. Un llegue o manera. Er llegue e o quien. Interesa e. Unigo. Manera. Retai. Ocean. Interesnea. Breakdown. Un llegue o unigo. He has unai go maniera. Manera. Manner, in this context, style, manera erieche. Ricai. Speak, ricai oche yenieri. Ocean. Very, oche niente yeriesenaya. Interesnea. Interesting, interesnaya. Meaning, he has a very interesting way of speaking. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have gender. Manera. Is feminine. Case. Nouns change form depending on their function in a sentence. Manera. Is in the nominative case in this sentence because it is the subject. Adjectives. Adjectives in Russian agree with the noun they modify in gender, number, and case. So, because manera is feminine, the adjective interesnaya must also be feminine. Variations. The word manera can also mean custom or habit. For example, univo. Плохая манера приходить поздно. He has a bad habit of arriving late. You can also use the phrase в манере in the manner of to describe someone's style. For example, он говорил в манере. Учителя. He spoke in the manner of a teacher. English to Russian. Manner. Манера. Манера. The next word is gun. The word gun can be translated into Russian in a few ways, depending on the context. Here's an example using the most common translation, pestolete. Pistolet. Sentence. Onderjergal. Pistolet. Verukaye. Onderjel pistolet viruk. Breakdown. On. On. He, pronoun, masculine, nominative case, pronounced like the English, on, but with the N slightly softer. Derjergal. Derjel. Held, verb, past tense, masculine singular, pronounced like, derjal. Pistolet. Pistolet. Gun, pistol, noun, masculine, accusative case, pronounced like, pistolet, ver. Vi. In, preposition, pronounced like, vierukaye. Rook. Hand, noun, feminine. Prepositional case, pronounced like, ruke. Translation. He held the gun in his hand. Key concepts. Case. In Russian, nouns change their endings depending on their function in the sentence, subject, direct object, etc. This is called, case, and is an important concept to understand in Russian grammar. Gender. Russian nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. This affects the endings of adjectives and other words that modify the noun. Verb conjugation. Russian verbs change form based on the person, tense, and number of the subject. Variations of gun. Ружье. Ружье. Rifle, noun, neuter, pronounced like ружье. Винтовка. Винтовка. Rifle, noun, feminine, pronounced like Vintovka. Pronunciation guide.
O.
O. Like O in hot.
Yeah.
E. Like E in bet.
A.
A. Like A in father.
I.
I. Like E in C.
U.
U. Like U in moon.
U.
Y. Like Y in my.
I.
E. Like E in get. English. Gun Russian. Pistolet. Pistolet. The next word is square. The word square can be used in Russian to refer to a geometric shape, a public square, or even a person who is old-fashioned. Here's an example using the word in its geometric sense. Kvadrat. Pronounced kvadrat, this is the most common word for square in Russian. It's a noun, and can be used to refer to the shape itself, or to a physical object that is square. Uetovostoya kvadratnaya forma. Pronounced Uetovostoya kvadratnaya forma.
U.
Pronounced U. This is the preposition, at, or, with, and is used here to mean, this table has.
Etava.
Pronounced Etavo, this means, this, and is the masculine form of the word.
Stola.
Pronounced Stula, this means, table, and is the genitive case of the word.
Stol.
Pronounced Stol.
Kvadratnaya.
Pronounced kvadratnaya, this means square, and is the feminine form of the adjective.
Kvadratnui.
Pronounced kvadratny.
Forma.
Pronounced forma, this means shape or form. English translation: this table has a square shape. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns are assigned gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. Adjectives must agree in gender with the noun they modify. This means that the adjective
kvadratnui,
pronounced kvadratny, will change its ending depending on the gender of the noun. Cases: Russian nouns change their endings depending on their grammatical function in a sentence, for example, subject, object, etc. This is called case, and the genitive case is used here to show possession. Pronunciation.
Kvadrat.
Pronounced kvadrat.
U.
Pronounced u.
Etava.
Pronounced etavo.
Stola.
Pronounced stula.
Kvadratnaya.
Pronounced kvadratnaya.
Forma.
Pronounced forma. The next word is occasion. The word occasion in English can refer to a specific time, or event, or a reason, or purpose for something. In Russian, the word
случай,
pronounced случай, is often used to translate occasion when referring to a specific time or event. It is a noun, meaning case or occasion. Here is an example sentence. Breakdown. This means, I have, or, I had. It is the genitive case of the personal pronoun, ya, ya, I. Beyeruel. This is the past tense of the verb beyeru teyeri, bite, to be. Slucha ikratkoye.
Suchai.
This is the noun, occasion, or case. In this sentence, it refers to a specific event. This is the infinitive form of the verb, to meet. This is the accusative case of the personal pronoun or en, on, he. It is used here, because vesteriteteiteiri, to meet, is a transitive verb that requires an object.
Nulitsu.
This means, in the street.
Ulitsa
is the noun, street, and then na is a preposition that indicates location. Translation. I had an occasion to meet him on the street. Note. The word SLUCHAIKATKOYI
SUCHAI
is also used to describe a random or unexpected event, which is a slightly different meaning from occasion, as it is used in the example sentence. Pronunciation. Occasion SLUCHAIKATKOYI SUCHAI. The next word is familiar. This sentence uses the adjective
ZAKOMI.
Zednakami, which means familiar. This is an example of a masculine adjective ending in
ui.
The word is pronounced zednakomai. Note the accent on the o in the second syllable. This word can also be feminine.
Zakomaia.
Zednakameia. And plural.
Zakomii.
Zednakamai. Let's learn this with an example. This is a familiar.
Historia.
Historia. Eta zakomaia historia. Ito zednakameia historia. This translates to, this is a familiar story.
Eta.
Ito.
This.
Zakomaia. Zednakomaia.
Familiar.
Historia. Historia.
Story.
Familiar.
Zakomi.
Zednakomi.
Story.
Historia.
Historia.
The next word is ignore. The word ignore can be translated into Russian as ignorirovat. Pronounced ignorirovat. It is a verb meaning to disregard or to pay no attention to. Here is a sentence using ignore in Russian.
On ishu ignorirovat yeperospu.
Pronounced on rechil ignorirovat, io prosiebu. Breakdown of the sentence.
On.
Pronounced on, he.
Issue.
Pronounced rechil, decided.
Ignorirovat.
Pronounced ignorirovat, to ignore.
Ye.
Pronounced io, her.
Prospu.
Pronounced prosiebu, request. The sentence translates as, he decided to ignore her request. Key concepts. The verb
ignorirovat,
pronounced ignorirovat, is conjugated in the infinitive form. In this sentence, it is used in the past tense. The word
ye,
pronounced io, is a possessive pronoun meaning her. The noun
prosma,
pronounced prosiebu, is in the accusative case, which is used for direct objects. Variations of the word. The noun form of the word is
ignorirovanii,
pronounced ignorirovanii, which means ignoring or disregarding. The adjective form is
ignorirui,
pronounced ignorirui, which means ignored. Word and pronunciation. Ignore.
Ignorirovat.
Pronounced Ignorirovat. The next word is destroy. The word destroy in Russian is Unichtozhit. Pronounced Unichtozhit. This verb is imperfective, meaning it describes an ongoing action, and it can be used for both physical and metaphorical destruction. Here is an example sentence.
Солдаты попытались уничтожить мост, чтобы задержать врага.
Pronounced солдаты попытались уничтожить мост, чтобы задержать врага. English translation. The soldiers tried to destroy the bridge in order to delay the enemy. Breakdown.
Солдаты.
Pronounced солдаты, soldiers, plural noun, soldiers.
Попытались.
Pronounced попытались, tried, past tense, plural, tried.
Уничтожить.
Pronounced уничтожить, to destroy, infinitive, imperfective verb, destroy.
Most.
Pronounced most, bridge, masculine noun, bridge.
Чтобы.
Pronounced ch to by, in order to, conjunction, in order to.
Задержать.
Pronounced задержать, to delay, infinitive, imperfective verb, delay.
Врага.
Pronounced врага, enemy, masculine noun, enemy. The key concepts here are 1. Gender. In Russian, nouns have gender. The bridge is masculine, so the adjective
most
is used. 2. Verb tense and aspect. The verb
попытались
is in the past tense and plural form because it describes the soldier's action in the past. The verb
уничтожить
is in the infinitive form, which is used to describe the action of the verb. 3. Infinitive form. The infinitive form of a verb is used to express an action in general. In this case, the infinitive form
уничтожить
means to destroy. To make the sentence more specific, you can use the perfective aspect of the verb
уничтожить,
which is
уничтожить.
Pronounced уничтожить. This form indicates that the action was completed. Example.
Солдаты уничтожили мост, чтобы задержать врага.
Pronounced солдаты уничтожили мост, чтобы задержать врага. English translation. The soldiers destroyed the bridge in order to delay the enemy. Destroy.
Уничтожить.
Уничтожить. The next word is affair. Unigobile Roman Schenchinoi is Brugogogoroda. This sentence means, he had an affair with a woman from another city. Let's break it down.
U.
This is the preposition, with, which we use for people. You will often see this word with the verb.
Bit.
Bit.
To be.
Него. Nigo, this is the genitive case of the pronoun, he.
On.
On. Genitive case is used after prepositions that refer to possession, belonging or association.
Bill.
Bill, this is the past tense of the verb.
Bit.
Bit.
To be.
Roman. Roman, this means, affair, romance. S, this is another preposition, with.
Женщиной.
Женщиной, this is the instrumental case of the word, woman.
Женщина.
Женщина. The instrumental case is used to show the means, or instrument by, which something is done. Here, the woman is the means by, which he had an affair.
Is.
is, this is the preposition, from, which is used to indicate origin, or location.
Drugovo.
Drugovo, this is the genitive case of the adjective, other.
Drugoi.
Drugoi. The adjective agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies.
Garoda.
Garoda, this is the genitive case of the word, city.
Gorat.
Gorat. Key concepts. Prepositions.
U.
U and S. S are very important and frequently used prepositions. The preposition
U.
U is followed by the genitive case of the noun and the preposition S. S is followed by the instrumental case. Cases. Russian nouns and adjectives are declined, meaning they change their form depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. You must learn the different cases and how to use them properly. Word order. Russian word order is quite flexible, but there are some general rules. The basic word order is subject-verb-object. However, the object can often come before the verb. Variations. You could use the word Lyubovnitsa. Lyubovnitsa, mistress, instead of Zhenshina. Zhenshina, to create a stronger connotation of an illicit relationship. You could also say Univobula intrishka Zhenshina is drugova garoda. Unigobila intrigka res Zhenshinoi is drugova garoda. This sentence means, he had an intrigue with a woman from another city. Intrishka. Intrigka is similar to Raman. Raman, but often implies a shorter, more passionate affair. Pronunciation.
U.
U.
Nivo.
Nigo.
Bill.
Bill. Raman. Raman. S. S. Zhenshinoi. Zhenshinoi. Is.
Is. Drugova.
Drugovo. Garoda. Garoda. English-Russian translation. Affair. Raman. Raman, woman. Zhenshina. Zhenshina, from Is. Is, city.
Gorat.
Gorat. The next word is country. Hash hash. Yarubutsvayutstranu. Breakdown. I, pronoun, nominative case, pronounced Yalubelu. Lubu. I love, verb, present tense, first person singular, pronounced, U-B-U-S-V-O-U. Svayu. My, possessive adjective, feminine singular, pronounced, S-V-O-U-S-T-R-A-N-U. Stranu. Country, noun, accusative case, pronounced, Stranu. Meaning, I love my country. Variations, S-T-R-A-N-A. Strana. Feminine noun, nominative case, country, pronounced, strana estranjeru. Stranu. Feminine noun, genitive case, of the country, pronounced, strani estranje. Stranje. Feminine noun, dative case, to the country, pronounced, strain. Key concepts. Case. Russian nouns change their form depending on their function in the sentence. The accusative case is used for the direct object of a verb. Possessive adjectives. Russian possessive adjectives agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Verb conjugation. Russian verbs are conjugated to agree with the subject in person and number. English translation of words. Country. Strana. Pronounced,
Strana, I. Er. Pronounced, ya, love. Lubnu. Pronounced, lubnu, my. Svoyu. Pronounced, svoyu. The next word is civil. The word, civil, in English can translate to several different Russian words depending on the context. It can be used to describe a person who is polite and respectful, a situation that is orderly and peaceful, or a type of law. Here is an example of a sentence using civil in the context of being polite.
Он был очень вежлив со мной.
Он. He, pronoun, masculine, nominative case. Он. Was, verb, past tense, masculine singular.
Был.
Очень. Very, adverb. Ocean. Вежлив. Polite, adjective, masculine, nominative case.
Вежлив.
So. With, preposition.
So.
Мной. Me, pronoun, masculine, instrumental case.
Мной.
Translation. He was very polite to me. Key concepts. Case. In Russian, nouns and pronouns change their endings depending on their grammatical function in the sentence. This is called declension. In this sentence, the pronoun on is in the nominative case because it is the subject of the sentence, while the pronoun mn or ikatkoy is in the instrumental case because it is the object of the preposition s or. Gender. Russian nouns have gender. Masculine, feminine, or neuter. This influences the endings of adjectives and other words that modify the noun. In this sentence, the noun on and the adjective vejelive are both masculine. The word vejelive has several variations depending on gender and case.
Vejlivy.
Masculine, nominative.
Вежливые.
Вежливые. Feminine, nominative.
Вежливые.
Вежливые. Neuter, nominative.
Вежливо.
Pronunciation.
Он.
Он. Like the English word, on.
Был.
Like, be, with a short, I, at the end.
Очень.
Ocean. Like, ocean, with a short, e.
Вежлив.
Вежлив. Like, вежлив, with a short, I.
So.
So. Like the English word, so.
Мной.
Мной. Like, мной, with a short, o. This is just one example of how the English word, civil, can be translated into Russian. Other translations, such as Gerajedanskayikatkoye. Grazhdanskiye. Civil in the sense of belonging to a state, or nation, or emirenyerikatkoye. Mirnyye. Peaceful. Calm, may be more appropriate depending on the context. The next word is locate. The word, locate, in English can have several meanings, but in this sentence, we are using it to mean, to find the position of something. Here is a sentence using, locate, in Russian.
Мне нужно найти, hi, местоположение.
Библиотеки. Slash, hi. English translation. I need to find the location of the library. Breakdown.
Мне.
Мне. This is the dative case of the personal pronoun, я, я, meaning, I, and is used to indicate that the action is directed towards the speaker. Pronounced,
Mi, stress on the first syllable.
Нужно.
Нужно, this is a short form of the adjective «не обехаемся краткое», необходимо, meaning «necessary», and is used in this case to indicate that the speaker needs to find something. Pronounced «нужно», stress on the second syllable.
90.
Найти, this is the infinitive form of the verb «находитеири», находит, meaning «to find». Pronounced «найти», stress on the first syllable.
Местоположение.
Местоположение, this noun means «location», and is formed from the words
«место».
«Место», meaning «place», and
«положение».
Положение, meaning position. Pronounced местоположение, stress on the third syllable.
Библиотеки.
Библиотеки, this is the genitive case of the noun.
Библиотека.
Библиотека, meaning library. The genitive case is used after prepositions like, of, and, from, and is usually translated into English as the or a in this context. Pronounced библиотеки, stress on the second syllable. Variations of locate in Russian.
90.
Найти, this is the most common way to express locate.
Определить.
Определить, this verb means to determine or to define, and can also be used to express the idea of locating something.
Установить.
Установить, this verb means to establish or to set up, and can also be used to express the idea of locating something, especially when talking about a physical location. Pronunciation tips. Remember that Russian stress is unpredictable, so you need to learn the stress patterns for each word. Stress is often marked in dictionaries and online resources. Try to break down long words into smaller parts to make them easier to pronounce. Practice saying the words aloud, paying attention to the sounds and intonation. English and Russian translations. Locate.
90.
Найти, location.
Местоположение.
Местоположение. The next word is citizen. The word citizen in Russian is
гражданин,
pronounced гражданин. Here's an example of how to use it in a sentence.
Он является гражданином России.
Breakdown.
Он.
He.
Является.
Является is present tense, third person singular.
Гражданином.
Гражданином, citizen, instrumental case.
Russi.
Россияй, of Russia, genitive case, meaning he is a citizen of Russia. Key concept. The instrumental case is used to show the agent, or instrument of an action, in this case, the person, who holds citizenship. Variations. The word
гражданин
can be used for both men and women, but for a woman, you would use the feminine form.
Гражданка.
Гражданка.
Гражданин
is a noun, so it can be used in other grammatical cases, such as nominative.
Гражданин.
Citizen, accusative.
Гражданина.
Citizen, and genitive.
Гражданина.
Of the citizen. English to Russian translation.
Citizen.
Гражданин. Гражданин, citizen, female.
Гражданка.
Гражданка. The next word is temperature.
Hash hash.
Температура.
Сегодня.
Приятная.
Breakdown.
Температура. Pronounced temperatura, this is the noun, temperature. It is feminine in gender and singular.
Сегодня.
Pronounced See what I, this is the adverb, today. It is always used with the nominative case, so it will never change form.
Priatnaya. Pronounced Priatnaya, this is the adjective, pleasant, in the feminine singular form.
Key concepts.
Gender. Russian nouns have gender, which is either masculine, feminine, or neuter. Gender impacts the agreement of adjectives, pronouns, and other parts of speech.
Here, the noun temperatura
is feminine, so the adjective
приятная
must also be feminine. Case: Russian nouns change their form depending on their grammatical role in a sentence. This is called case.
Here,
temperatura is the subject of the sentence, so it is in the nominative case.
Agreement.
Adjectives must agree in gender, number, and case with the noun they are modifying. In this sentence, the adjective
приятная
agrees with the noun
температура
by being feminine and in the nominative case.
Translation:
the temperature today is pleasant.
Pronunciation guide: температура,
температура.
Сегодня,
сегодня.
Приятная,
приятная.
Variations:
the word temperature can be used as a verb meaning to take someone's temperature.
Измерить температуру.
Измерить температуру.
English: temperature.
Температура.
Температура.
The next word is gold. The Russian word for gold is
золото.
Pronounced золото. It is a neuter noun, and thus takes the nominative neuter ending -o. Here is a sentence using the word
золото.
У меня есть кольцо из золота. Breakdown of the sentence.
У меня.
У меня. I have есть.
Есть.
Есть. To have. Present tense. Кольцо.
Кольцо.
Кольцо. Ring is there.
Is.
Is. From. Made of. Золото.
Золото.
Золото. Gold. This sentence translates to, I have a ring made of gold.
Variations.
The preposition is there.
Is.
Is. From. Made of. Is used to show the material of which something is made. For example, you could also say, Это книга сделана из бумаги.
Эта книга сделана из бумаги.
Эта книга сделана из бумаги. This book is made of paper. Pronunciation:
the o in
золото. Золото is pronounced like the o in hot, the еру in
кольцо.
Кольцо is a short I sound. English translation:
gold.
Золото. Золото,
ring.
Кольцо.
Кольцо.
The next word is domestic. The word domestic can refer to things related to the home or to a country. Let's look at the sentence.
Она занимается домашними делами.
Она.
Она.
She занимается.
Занимается.
Is engaged in домашними.
Домашними.
Domestic. Plural делами.
Делам.
Affairs. Plural. She is engaged in domestic affairs.
Key concepts.
Gender agreement.
The adjective
домашними agrees in gender with the noun
делами.
Since
делами
is plural and neuter,
The adjective must also be plural and neuter. The verb. Zanimatsa. Colon. This verb means to be engaged in or to do and often takes the preposition s with or v in after it. The noun. Dila. This noun usually refers to things that need to be done. It can also refer to work, business, and other activities. Pronunciation. Ana. Ana. Zanimaitsa. Zanimaitsa. Damashnimi. Damashnimi. Glammy. Glammy. Variations. The adjective domestic can also be used in the singular form. For example, Ananubit Damashnu Yedu. She likes domestic food. Translation. Domestic. Damashni. Damashni, masculine domestic. Damashnaya. Damashnaya, feminine domestic. Damashniyi. Damashniyi, neuter. The next word is load. The English word, load, can have many meanings in Russian, depending on the context. Here is a sentence using the word, load, in the context of loading a truck. Russian. Грузовик загружен товарами. Breakdown. Грузовик. Грузовик, truck. Загружен. Загружен, loaded, past participle of the verb. Загрузить. Загрузить, to load. Товарами. Товарами, goods, plural of. Товар. Товар, goods. English translation. The truck is loaded with goods. Key concepts. Past participle. The past participle. Загружен. Is used to describe the state of the truck. This is a common way to express the result of an action in Russian. Plural noun. The word. Товарами. Is the plural form of. Товар. The ending, и, is used to make nouns plural in Russian. Prepositional case. The noun. Товарами. Is in the instrumental case, which is used with prepositions like. With, or, yes, without, and in this case is used with the preposition implied by the verb. Загружен. Memorization hints. You can remember the word. Грузовик. As, грузовик, by associating the first part, гру, with, goods, and, вик, with, vehicle. The word. Загружен. Is similar to the English word, loaded. So it might be easier to remember that way. Pronunciation. Грузовик. Грузовик. Загружен. Загружен. Товарами. Товарами. English. Load Russian. Груз. Груз. The next word is belief. The Russian word for belief is. Вера. Vera. It is feminine, meaning it takes the feminine ending in a sentence, and has a singular and plural form. In the sentence below, it is used in the singular form, as the subject of the sentence. Vera. Всегда. Очень. Важна. Breakdown of the sentence. Вера. Вера. Belief, faith. Ви. In. Себя. Себя. Oneself. Очень. Очень. Very. Важна. Важна. Important. This sentence translates to, belief in oneself is very important. The key concept in this sentence is the preposition
the, which means in and is used to express belief.
Pronunciation guide.
Vera.
Vera.
Sounds like Vera.
V.
Sounds like V.
Siga.
Sabia.
Sounds like Sabia.
Ocean.
Ocean.
Sounds like Ocean.
Vajna.
Vajna.
Sounds like Vajna.
The plural form of
Vera.
Vera.
Is
very,
very,
and is used to talk about more than one belief.
English
belief.
Vera.
Vera.
Russian.
Vera.
Vera.
Belief. The next word is troop. The Russian word for troop is
отряд.
Pronounced отряд. The word
отряд
can also be used for other military units like a squad or platoon. Here is an example sentence using
отряд.
Отряд.
Солдат.
Shell.
По.
Лесу.
Breakdown.
Отряд. Troop, pronounced отряд.
Солдат.
Soldiers, pronounced солдат.
Shell.
Walked, was going, pronounced shell.
По.
Along, through, by, pronounced па.
Лесу.
Forest, woods, pronounced лесу. Translation. The troop of soldiers was going through the forest. Helpful hints. The ending of the word
отряд
changes depending on the case of the noun. Remember that the stress in
отряд
is on the first syllable. The stress in
солдат
is on the second syllable. Pronunciation guide.
Отряд.
Отряд.
Солдат.
Солдат.
Shell.
Shell.
По.
Па.
Лесу.
Лесу. English to Russian.
Troop.
Отряд.
Отряд.
The next word is technical. This sentence highlights the use of the word
технический.
Технический. Which means technical in English. It is an adjective, and we use it to describe something related to technology or engineering. The word
технический,
технический, is pronounced технический. Notice the stress is on the third syllable, T. Sentence.
Этот проект имеет технические сложности.
Этот проект имеет технические сложности.
Breakdown.
Этот.
Этот.
This pronunciation.
Этот.
Проект.
Проект.
Project, pronunciation.
Проект.
Имеет.
Имеет.
Has, pronunciation.
Имеет.
Технические.
Технические.
Technical, pronunciation.
Технические.
Сложности.
Сложности.
Difficulties, pronunciation.
Сложности.
Translation. This project has technical difficulties.
Variations.
Технические.
Технические. Technical, masculine singular.
Technicheskaya.
Technicheskaya.
Technical, feminine singular.
Technicheskaya.
Technicheskoy.
Technical, neuter singular.
Technicheskaya.
Technicheskaya.
Technical, plural.
Key concept. Russian adjectives like
technicheskaya.
Technicheskaya.
Change form based on the gender and number of the noun they modify. This is called grammatical gender and number agreement. Memorization tip. Think of technology and technical when trying to remember the meaning of
technicheskaya.
Technicheskaya.
The next word is old. The Russian sentence is
Эта книга очень старая.
Breakdown.
Это.
Pronounced «эта» means «this» in the feminine singular form. It is a demonstrative pronoun, used to point out something specific.
Книга.
Pronounced «книга» means «book».
Очень.
Pronounced «очень» means «very».
Старая.
Pronounced «старая» means «old» in the feminine singular form. This is the adjective form of the word, and it agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives agree in gender, number, and case with the noun they modify. This is why we use the feminine singular form of the adjective.
Старая.
To describe the feminine singular noun.
Книга.
Demonstrative pronouns. Demonstrative pronouns like
это
are used to point out specific things. Variations. The masculine singular form of the adjective old is
старый,
pronounced старый. The neuter singular form is
старые,
pronounced старо. The plural form is
старые,
pronounced старые. Translation. This book is very old. English pronunciation. Old. O-L-D this. This book. Book very. Very old. O-L-D. The next word is remind.
Hush hush.
Напомни мне, пожалуйста, о встрече в понедельник.
Breakdown.
Напомни.
Напомни, imperative verb. Meaning, remind,
you.
Мне.
Мне, dative case pronoun, meaning, to me, or, me.
Пожалуйста.
Пожалуйста, polite word meaning, please.
Or.
О, preposition meaning, about.
Встречи.
Встречи, noun, feminine, meaning, meeting. V preposition meaning in.
Понедельник.
Понедельник, noun, masculine, meaning Monday. Translation. Remind me, please, about the meeting on Monday. Key concepts. Imperative verb. Used to give commands or make requests. Dative case. Indicates the indirect object of the verb, the person or thing receiving the action. Prepositions. Words that connect a noun or pronoun to another word in the sentence, showing the relationship between them. Pronunciation.
Напомни.
Colon, напомни, stress on the second syllable.
Мне.
Colon, мне, stress on the first syllable.
Пожалуйста.
Colon, пожалуйста, stress on the first syllable.
Or.
Colon, O, stress on the only syllable.
Встречи.
Colon, встречи, stress on the second syllable. Colon, V, stress on the only syllable.
Понедельник.
Colon, понедельник, stress on the first syllable.
English-Russian translation. Remind. Напомнить. Напомнить. Meeting. Встреча. Встреча. Monday. Понедельник. Понедельник.